You are listening to the Midweek Redemption Podcast, a resource from Redemption City Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. For more information about our church, please visit our website at redemptiongr.org.
Going to take a break from our marriage series that we've been doing to do a couple episodes here about the fall launch of our brand new ministry plan. The background story for this ministry plan is that for years, I think about five or six, Redemption City Church has done two things, a Sunday morning gathering and community groups throughout the week. The idea was that in those community groups, lots of different things would be happening. There would be fellowship around the table, maybe some teaching time, some sharing time, Bible study, accountability, and the group would be on mission together and serving together in their particular part of the city, and prayer would happen there, and discipleship. It was the one-stop shop, the Swiss Army knife of church programs. And God did amazing things through community groups. They've deeply shaped the culture and DNA of our church to really value fellowship and time together and life on life and all that kind of thing, open homes, all these things that I love about Redemption City and why I'm glad to be here. But as we've grown as a church family and we enter in this new season where we have a building and another staff pastor and like 1,000 kids that we didn't have in our church when we started doing community groups all those years ago, we are going to start shifting philosophies and move to four distinct spaces where we can be the church and do the things that the church is called to do in Scripture. If you hear nothing else, hear that like fundamental philosophical shift that we are doing this year. Instead of having one program that does everything, we're going to have four distinct spaces. Okay, I'll say it, four programs, even though back in when I was in seminary, programs were considered a bad word. But we have four distinct spaces where we can be the church together. And to be honest, this is a bit of an experiment for us as a church family. Can we let each space be what it's all about and not pressure it to be more than that? Or is it just not helpful to split up spaces and it's helpful to do more overlap? These questions are things that we'll seek to explore together, hopefully with lots of grace for each other, lots of helpful feedback, and just curiosity about how we respond to different things and what the best way forward is for us to just be a faithful church family doing the core, basic, indisputable things that God calls the church to do and be. So the four spaces that we're going to have for this upcoming year, ministry year, which goes from September to May, are these. First, there's a space to be deeply known and loved and able to really share life and speak the gospel to one another. And that's the space we're calling Life Transformation Groups, LTGs for short, which are 3 to 4 people of the same gender who will meet 3 times a month or so and work through this simple kind of one-page structure with questions that kind of help us go deeper. Do the same structure every week. It kind of becomes a rhythm, and the idea is that it's just a helpful way to really be able to share our lives in an undistracted, focused way. And then the space for fun, crazy, everyone together, church family time around the table will be at monthly eat-ups right after the gathering down in our new kitchen and fellowship hall area or out in our parking lot or whatever. And that will just be a place where new people can come and get a meal and where we embrace hospitality and just enjoying time together without a lot of pressure to do anything else than just eat and be together. And the space for learning and growing deep in our knowledge of Scripture and how to follow Jesus will be in 3 classes that we're going to be offering over the course of the school year. Those are going to be on Wednesday nights. They'll have childcare here at the church for them, so hopefully everyone who wants to can be a part of them. You don't have to do all of them. You can do 1 or 2 or none or whatever, but the idea is that we want to have spaces that are for learning. Like there probably won't be any food. It's just we're going to show up, we're going to pray, and we're going to dig in and start, you know, talking and learning and reading and all that kind of stuff. And lastly, but most arguably most important, we're going to experiment with having a weekly prayer and worship night, again, complete with childcare, in the hopes that anyone who wants to can come and just be undistracted time with brothers and sisters praying and singing songs. And the hope is that this will just be like the powerhouse, the boiler room, as Spurgeon called it, for our church family and moving our life together in prayer. And the I don't picture those being like massive, huge productions or whatever, but maybe just having like a few songbooks and someone who's kind of moving through some scripture and some songs with some open time for prayer, laying on hands, praying for one another, listening together to the Holy Spirit, praying for the church, praying for our city, praying for racial reconciliation. There's so many different ways that we could kind of structure that time. And I think it'll be really sweet. You know, I would take, 10 people that are just stoked to pray, any day, as opposed to, trying to like force something, when we're like it's 8:30 and kids are melting down and, all that stuff or whatever. So hopefully that's just a sweet time to really connect together in prayer and song. So that's the plan for our upcoming year, and I'm personally really stoked about it. A little nervous, but pretty excited. There's nothing super fancy about it. Just trying to create space for us as a church family to do what Scripture calls us to do. And then we get to see what God might do through it. Again, the key idea is that each space is dedicated to just kind of, one or two specific things. There's a lot of freedom, when each gathering can just be focused on and designed for just that thing. Like, it doesn't have to do all the things. It just can be real clear and specific and all that stuff. It's like if you got invited to your parents' house for dinner and you show up and there's like 100 of their friends there, you'd be like, I thought we were going to get some time together and really connect. Like, that'd be disappointed. Or if you were invited to a big house party and you kept trying to ask like really personal questions while there's like loud music in a bounce house or whatever, just like wouldn't fit. It's not what that space is for. And so, of course, there's some overlap between the four spaces, but the idea is that we want to be free to just embrace what each space is meant to do fully and see what God might do in us and through us. We're forming life transformation groups right now, so you can sign up on our website. But today, I just want to describe a little bit, cast a little vision for how we're doing the monthly eat-ups here at Redemption City. Again, there's a long, beautiful tradition here of eating together, enjoying time as a biblical family around the table. And in the past, that happened in community group. And probably, if we can just be honest with each other, that'll be one of the losses of this new ministry plan, is that weekly time around the table together. Hopefully, you can continue to have weekly time around the table with people. But this idea of a community meal will be a space for us to welcome each other, welcome new people to our into our church family. And hopefully the fact that we're just doing this once a month all together as a church family, that'll free up more nights of the week for you to connect with different people in families in the church, invite them over, or even your neighbors or anything like that, without the pressure of trying to make a serious spiritual discussion happen on top of kids and food and all that. So on a church-wide level, these monthly eat-ups will be a meal or even a party, as we looked at the calendar for this fall, that will happen after our Sunday gathering, either directly after for lunch, or maybe one of them will happen kind of more in the late afternoon. Starting this month, we're doing a picnic in the park on August 22nd after our Wilcox Park gathering. It's going to be a baptism gathering, which will be fun, and then we'll celebrate new life in Christ with food afterwards. Side note, just got a staff meeting with Pastor Mike. I think we're also going to do some healing prayer time there as we preach about James 5, where it talks about the elders praying, anointing people with oil and praying. So we're going to do that. So get excited, read that passage, see what it looks like. And then on September 12th, we're going to have our launch party with a bounce house and food outside in our parking lot, in front patio area and all that stuff, kind of like what we did back in June. And hopefully, to some degree, we'll be able to connect with the neighborhood beforehand and invite them to that. And that can be kind of like our fall ministry launch. In October, we're going to do, as far as I know, the first ever trunk or treat in Redemption City in our new parking lot, where people can team up to decorate their cars and hand out candy out of their trunk. It's one of those weird ways where it's socially acceptable to like have, for kids to get candy from a stranger or whatever. But hopefully we can bless our neighborhood with it and our own kids that are here in our church family with some food and fun. The 31st of October is a Sunday, also Camille's birthday, also Reformation Day, a big day. And so the plan is to have that Sunday afternoon, maybe like at 4, kind of everybody go home, decorate their cars, come back or whatever. And in November and December, those will be kind of more family gatherings. We'll do kind of like, church family Thanksgiving and then a Christmas meal in our church basement. So that's the plan for the fall. The key for eat-ups is that we'll need everyone to participate. It might not seem spiritual or whatever, but bringing some food, contributing to the family meal is part of participating here. Some Some of these, you know, the church might provide the main dish or whatever, but, you know, this is meant to be a place of welcoming, of abundance, of celebration, you know, where we're feasting together, like Jesus really rose from the dead. And, you know, of course, these complement other practices like fasting or confession or serving together, you know, that might be more, a little bit more of like giving or focused on withholding or abstinence or whatever. And again, it might seem unspiritual or less important to focus on food, or, you know, we're just eating and socializing or whatever, but really good stuff happens when we press in and work together as a church family to put on events, as we just bring our food and set up crock pots, as we maybe sit next to someone that we haven't talked to or got to know much as at the meal. It'll be a key space where we get to know new people who are visiting our church and make them feel welcome, remember their names, hear their stories, all that kind of thing. So there you have it. That's the pitch for the monthly eat-ups. Katie Stalter is heading up those. I'm going to issue her a new title right now. She is the High Deaconess of Event Planning. So yeah, I just made that up. If you enjoy helping out with that kind of stuff, let her know on Slack or reach out to her on a Sunday. She's one of her gifts is delegating, and I love that about her. So she'll get you involved, and we'll make these things fun and hopefully spread the load on many hands so no one's too frazzled or stressed out. But that's what I have for today. Let me know if you have any questions about our eat-ups or our ministry plan in general. I really want to try to err on the side of over-communicating, make sure your questions or concerns are addressed, and hopefully as we talk, we can make things better as we go along. And I'm excited for what God is going to do in our small efforts to be faithful in the way of Jesus. So that's it. Hope you have a good weekend, and I'll see you on Sunday.